From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A murder is under investigation in Rio Dell on Thursday at about 6:30 p.m. A homicide occurred in the city. A 26-year-old man was driving on Monument Road when he pulled to the curb and got out of his car. The driver of another vehicle, a dark two-door Honda, fired multiple shots at the victim as he tried to walk away. The victim was struck once in the abdomen. He was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. Name being withheld until family is notified. Witnesses describing the suspect as a black man with dreadlocks. It's believed that one or more of the windows in the suspect vehicle were damaged. Well, students returning for the new semester can get emergency housing for up to 21 days at HSU. The Basic Needs Committee started developing the program during last fall's semester in an effort to ensure student support services addressed the housing needs of students to minimize the emotional and financial damage that temporary homelessness can cause students. The intention, providing short-term housing for students who are between housing and connecting the student with case management to help them with the transition. The program available for matriculated HSU students. They're also working to help those students with permanent housing so they can focus on academics. Representatives from the Yurok tribe, including members of the tribal council, will be attending the September 3rd Humboldt County Board of Supervisors meeting to voice their support for the Planning Commission's decision to deny a permit for commercial cannabis cultivation within a ceremonial area. Back in February, the Planning Commission rejected Bluff Creek Company's application for a for-profit marijuana growing operation within the Yurok Tribe's ceremonial district. The application was denied because it presented clear violations of the county's commercial medical marijuana land use ordinance. The company appealed the Planning Commission's decision to the Board of Supervisors, which will make a final determination on that petition at 1:30 on Tuesday next week. The search for a fugitive leads to an arrest in Humboldt County. The Drug Task Force got information on the whereabouts of Rodrigo Rios. Rios, the primary suspect of a drug trafficking organization that the agency disrupted in September last year. That drug trafficking group is believed to have been operating in Humboldt County for several years, responsible for the distribution of multiple pounds of heroin. Agents followed up on the information and were able to track him down in a residence in Bakersfield. Agents contacted law enforcement in Kern County and provided them with the information. Rios was located, taken into custody. He'll be extradited back to Humboldt County for arraignment. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.